Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most important topics on your specification, energy resources. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this topic comes up every single year and it's one where well-prepared candidates can really rack up the marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable and let's get into it. Let's start with the absolute basics, the distinction that underpins this entire topic. Energy resources are classified as either renewable or non-renewable. Non-renewable resources are finite. They will run out. They took millions of years to form, and we are burning through them far faster than they can ever be replaced. Coal, oil, natural gas, and nuclear fuels like uranium, these are your non-renewables. Renewable resources, on the other hand, are naturally replenished. Wind keeps blowing, the sun keeps shining, rivers keep flowing. Solar, wind, hydroelectric power, or HEP, wave, tidal, geothermal, and biomass are all renewables. Examiners will give credit for candidates who can clearly define both categories and give accurate examples of each. Now, let's talk about the energy mix. This is a term that trips up a lot of students, so listen carefully. The energy mix refers to the combination of different energy sources a country uses to meet its total energy demand. It is not the same as total energy consumption. That's a really common mistake. The UK's energy mix has changed dramatically over the past few decades. In the 1970s, coal dominated. It made up over 70% of electricity generation. Fast forward to 2023, and coal accounts for less than 1% of UK electricity. Natural gas is now the largest single source, at around 38%, followed by wind power at roughly 25%, nuclear at 15%, and biomass at 12%. Solar contributes about 4%. This shift reflects government policy, technological advances, and international climate agreements, all of which you need to be able to explain. Why has global energy demand changed so dramatically over the past 100 years? Three key drivers: population growth, increasing wealth, and technological development. In 1900, global energy consumption was roughly 1,000 million tonnes of oil equivalent. We call that MTOE. By 2023, it had risen to approximately 14,500 MTOE. That's a 14-fold increase. Population growth is the obvious driver. More people means more energy needed for homes, transport, and food production. But wealth matters just as much. As countries industrialise and living standards rise, people buy more appliances, drive more cars, and use more electricity. Think about China and India. As they industrialised rapidly from the 1990s onwards, their energy demand surged. Technology has also played a dual role. It has increased demand by enabling energy-hungry industries and devices, but it has also improved efficiency and made renewables cheaper to produce. Let's look at the advantages and disadvantages of specific energy resources, because examiners love asking you to evaluate these in detail. I'll start with coal, a non-renewable fossil fuel. The advantages of coal are that it's relatively cheap to extract. It's a reliable baseload energy source, meaning it can generate electricity consistently. And there are large global reserves, particularly in countries like China, the USA, and Australia. However, the disadvantages are significant. Burning coal releases large amounts of carbon dioxide, contributing to climate change. It also releases sulfur dioxide, which causes acid rain. Coal mining can cause subsidence, landscape destruction, and water pollution. And of course, it is finite. Reserves will eventually run out. Now let's consider a renewable, wind power. The advantages are compelling. Wind is free and will never run out. Wind turbines produce no carbon dioxide during operation. The UK is particularly well placed for wind energy. We have some of the strongest and most consistent winds in Europe, especially offshore. However, wind power has real disadvantages too. Wind turbines are only effective when the wind blows. They have an intermittency problem. They can be visually intrusive and generate noise, leading to opposition from local communities. offshore wind farms are expensive to build and maintain, and the turbines themselves require energy-intensive materials to manufacture. A topic that often appears in exam questions is fracking, hydraulic fracturing. This is a technology used to extract shale gas from deep underground rock formations by injecting high-pressure water, sand, and chemicals to fracture the rock. Fracking has been controversial in the UK. Supporters argue it could reduce energy import dependency and create jobs. Critics, including environmental groups like Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth, argue it risks contaminating groundwater, causes minor earthquakes, and locks us into fossil fuel dependency when we should be transitioning to renewables. The UK government placed a moratorium on fracking in 2019, though this has been a politically contested decision.